recently spent a couple weeks on fishing vessel Tekla with a group of scientists. Can you tell us about your trip?
Yeah, so it was a really cool opportunity. I was able to be out on the research vessel Tekla, primarily in the Gulf of Alaska. And the researchers were out there they do typically about three surveys, one in the spring, one in the summer, and one in the early fall of this region called the Northern Gulf of Alaska Long-Term Ecological Research Area or Project.
And you were helping the scientists with this research. Can you tell me about what a normal day looked like for you on the boat?
So I was part of the night zooplankton crew, which made every day a little bit different. Typically, the folks I was working with, we would wake up kind of mid-afternoon and stumble up to where everyone else was having dinner and eat something that we called breakfast, and then we would begin work. And so many of the places that we were collecting plankton from, the goal was to do it when it was fairly dark out, but that had to be balanced with the need to sample at all of these different locations. And so sometimes we started a little bit before dark, especially if it was a cloudy day.
And for you, what was the most interesting thing that you learned?
One of the things that I found really fascinating was that many of the planktonic organisms, those kind of drifting living things in the ocean in the Gulf of Alaska, are considered mixotrophs. And so when we learn about science on land, we usually learn about plants and animals. And plants photosynthesize and make their own food. And animals eat plants or they eat other animals. And we sort of learn the same thing about life in the ocean as well. But there's this really amazing and interesting gray zone of overlap between things that can photosynthesize and things that eat food in the ocean. And these are called mixotrophs. And there are some organisms, like some types of phytoplankton, that are able to photosynthesize. They have their own chloroplast, so they make their own food. But under certain conditions, they will also eat. They'll feed on other organisms. And then there are also organisms that typically are eating, but they feed on algae and phytoplankton, and they actually store the chloroplasts from that, which allows them to photosynthesize. So they're eating, saving the chloroplasts, and using them to photosynthesize and create their own food as well. So it's this really, really cool adaptation, and it's one of the things that may make the Gulf of Alaska a pretty resilient ecosystem year to year.
What do you hope to bring from your trip into your classroom?
So with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, I'm involved in a lot of outdoor science learning and environmental education, but we do have a component that works with doing some plankton tows right off our dock in Peterson Bay or at Kitsissinnoo Bay, and sometimes we're able to do an onboard oceanography program, depending on where we actually take students out on a boat to collect plankton and do other water quality sampling. And so in many ways, those pieces are tying incredibly well to what I was doing and what I was learning about in the Gulf of Alaska. So I'm really excited to think about that. And then I'll also be developing some lesson plans that coastal studies can use, but that will also be available for teachers in a more traditional classroom to take up and use in their curriculum.